and welcome to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast. I'm Beth Chank, long-term host of the podcast, and our March episode is fascinating. Grace Kistner interviews Lucas Gardim and Angelique Consenti as they discuss innovation, practice, advocacy, and more regarding planetary health in nursing. It is inspiring. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast. I'm Grace Kistner, a nurse with a passion for global health, sustainability, advocacy, justice, and empowerment. I serve on multiple boards, leadership councils, and advisory panels, providing strategic insights and mentoring the next generation of health leaders. Many of my efforts intersect climate and health, including active membership with the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments, and serving the board of directors for the Society of Nurse Scientists, Innovators, Entrepreneurs, and Leaders as chair of their United Nations Committee. I've had the privilege of fostering partnership between Annie and Sanciel, which brings nurses from around the world together to better understand how nursing leadership belongs in global climate conversations. Today's episode will build on that momentum, taking a fresh approach, reframing the climate crisis to opportunity as we explore the intersection of nursing, environmental health, and innovation. I'm joined by two extraordinary nurse leaders who are advancing this work globally through research, innovation, education, policy engagement, and community-based care. Lucas Gardim is a nurse with a bachelor and master's degree from Ribeiro Preto College of Nursing at the University of Sao Paulo, a WHO collaborating center, with additional international training in Finland, and was an international visiting scholar at the top-ranked University of Alberta, where he is now pursuing a PhD dedicated to nursing innovation and health systems transformation. Lucas is also the founder, board member, and past president of Humane Innovation en Salud, an initiative that develops innovation competencies among healthcare students. He has been honored as emerging leader in the Americas and recognized for health innovation excellence. At Sanciel, Lucas was the inaugural innovation and entrepreneurship trainee and has since been appointed global director for innovation, co-leading the world's largest nursing innovation program, Nurse Hack for Health, in partnership with Johnson & Johnson and Microsoft, which mobilizes nurses globally to develop and implement transformative solutions to today's healthcare challenges. Angelique Conflenti began her nursing career caring for lung cancer patients at UCLA Health's cardiothoracic step-down unit, witnessing firsthand the health impacts of environmental exposures and deepening her commitment to addressing the upstream drivers of disease. She currently serves as the program coordinator for Weill Cornell Medicine's Mobile Lung Cancer Screening Initiative, which advances early detection, health equity, and community-based care. Her Master of Science in Advanced Nursing from the University of Edinburgh focused on leadership and global health, with a dissertation exploring nurses' attitudes towards climate change and its implications for practice, education, and professional development. Angelique has presented her work at international conferences and delivered keynote addresses focusing on equipping, empowering nurses to lead climate action within healthcare systems and policy spaces. She's active with ENI and Sanciel and serves on the board of directors for TIMI Global Health and also co-facilitates the Nurse Policy Entrepreneur Cafe, a global community advancing nurse leadership in health policy and innovation. Across practice, research, and advocacy, we collaborate to ensure nurses are recognized for more than frontline responders to climate-related health impacts and as essential leaders shaping a healthier, more sustainable future. Let's dive in. So welcome to you both, and thank you for joining me. Let's start with your involvement with Annie. Angelique, you've been involved with Annie since 2023. How did you get interested in environmental health, sustainability, climate and health, or planetary health? And how has Annie shaped your work?
Hi, Grace. Thanks for having me. Really happy to be here. So as far as how Annie has shaped my work and how I got interested in environmental health, really my climate journey began long before I even had the language for it. It really took shape in the mountains of Southern California when I was working at those 12-hour shifts as a nurse at UCLA. On my days off, I would lace up my hiking boots and head into the Shining Mountains, where I went to really recharge, to breathe and connect something bigger than myself. As we all know, 2020 happened, and the world felt like it was spinning out of control, especially working in healthcare. And really spending time outdoors became a grounding presence for me. It reminded me why health, resilience, and community matter so deeply. I remember one specific hike, and this sounds cheesy, but it is true, where I found myself wondering if there was a way to combine my passion for nursing with my love of nature. At the time, it felt like a really strange pairing, but I didn't know that in the moment a seed had been planted. Cut to a few years later, I was in my nursing and global health policy course at the University of Edinburgh, and my amazing professor, Aisha Holloway, was speaking about the spaces nurses can lead. She mentioned the phrase planetary health, one I had never heard before, but immediately something clicked. After class, I went back to my flat and started researching. My mind was blown. I really could not believe there's an entire field that so clearly connected environmental systems, public health, equity, and nursing leadership. And that's when I found the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments. And for the first time, I felt like I found my professional home. I found nurses who were understood that pull, who saw climate action not as separate from nursing, but really central to it. Annie didn't just educate me, it empowered me. It gave me the language, community, mentorship, and confidence to step into this space more fully. And I always come back to this quote if you've ever been to one of my presentations or really been in a conversation with me where I get passionate. I mentioned this quote by Jane Goodall that I often return to. And it's what you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. The more I learned about planetary health, the more certain I became that this is the difference I want to make with my life and my nursing career.
That's really beautiful. And I love that you bring this into nature because, Lucas, we worked together throughout 2025 on the Annie and Sanciel collaborative webinar series, Nurses Path to COP, which educated nurses on climate change and its health effects, what the UNFCCC was, the COP process, and how nurses can navigate in this area, which all led up to the COP30 in Belém, Brazil, in the Amazonas. So tell us, how did you get interested in this space and about the efforts that were on the ground back over the summer and into November when COP30 happened, from the local nursing community?
Thanks for having me, Grace. It is a pleasure to be here. So I actually came into climate and planetary health through innovation. As a nurse, I was trained to believe that healthcare exists to protect life. But when you truly understand that climate change is the greatest health threat of our time, you realize that we cannot separate patient care from planetary care anymore. So, working on Nurses Path to COP with Sanciel and Annie in 2025 was really about shifting nurses from awareness to influence. And that shift matters. So, we helped make the COP process easier to understand because nurses deserve to know how global decisions directly shape the health of their patients. I also had the opportunity to stay closely connected with the Brazilian Federal and Regional Councils of Nursing. Together, we advocated for healthcare to be included in the COP30 agenda. At the same time, we hosted our first Sanciel Think, the Healthcare Innovation Conference Brazil, focus on sustainable health in partnership with the Pará Regional Council of Nursing. And this is what really inspired me, I think, the energy on the ground. Nursing students and professionals were really designing solutions for real challenges, especially in the Amazonia, the Amazon forest region in Brazil. So nurses were organizing local climate and health conversations. They were edging climate risk into community assessments. They were reframing air pollution and heat waves not as isolated medical cases, but as system problems. They weren't waiting for permission. They were stepping into leadership. That's when I realized nursing is not just a workforce, it's a planetary force.
Yeah, so what you do matters, and we are a force to be reckoned with. I kind of want to tie this back into your individual work. Angelique, your research explored how nurses think about climate change. And Lucas, your work focuses on training nurses to design these solutions. I'm curious how mindset and innovation education together can shift nursing from uncertainty to awareness and agency to action. Angelique, your master's dissertation focused on nurses' attitudes towards climate change. So, what were some of those key insights from your research?
So my master's dissertation focused on exploring nurses' attitudes and awareness towards climate change. and how they perceive its relationship to nursing practice, education, and professional development. As part of that dissertation in 2023, I conducted a literature review and thematic analysis of 16 primary research studies that included nursing faculty, nursing students, and practicing nurses across 15 countries and territories around the world. One of the striking insights was that awareness varies significantly. Many nurses and students recognize that climate change is happening and that human activity contributes to it. However, there was often a disconnect between the understanding of climate change as a global issue and recognizing it as something that directly affects their daily nursing practice. That gap was one of the most important findings. Nurses frequently reported understanding that climate change impacts their personal lives, but struggled to connect it to their professional role. Several studies also suggested that a lack of systems thinking education may contribute to this, meaning nurses weren't always trained to see how environmental, social, and health systems interact. Another consistent theme was a strong desire for more education, and this was found in among nursing students and also professional practicing nurses. Nurses repeatedly reported feeling underprepared to address the health impacts of climate change, and nearly all of the studies emphasized the importance of integrating climate content into undergraduate nursing curricula, and many called for it to be included in continuing education and professional development. Interestingly, very few studies deliberately sampled early career nurses, even though they represent the future of our profession, and that gap signifies an opportunity for future research. Overall, this literature review underscored an urgent need that we all see, that climate change is the greatest threat to human health facing humanity in the coming decades, and that global nursing workforce must be equipped and empowered with the knowledge, competencies, and leadership skills to respond effectively. Education, mindset shifts, and systems thinking are critical if we want nurses to move from awareness to action.
It sounds like we do need that reframing. We need to control that narrative as the largest global constituent profession. Lucas, how does educating nurses to innovate shift that narrative from healthcare as repair to healthcare as planetary stewardship?
Thanks, Grace. I love this question because it gets to the heart of mindset. For more than a century, healthcare has been built around repair. Someone gets sick, we intervene. That model saved lives, and it still does. But innovation education actually changes the questions we ask. So instead of only asking, how do we treat this? We begin asking, why is it happening? Is this happening? What system is producing this harm? How do we redesign the conditions that create disease in the first place? When nurses learn human-centered design and systems thinking, they begin to see healthcare as part of a much bigger picture connected to the environment, to economics, to social conditions. Planetary stewardship means recognizing that health systems respond to climate change, but they also contribute to it. And that's really important to acknowledge. So we stop asking, how do we treat heat stroke? And we start asking, how do we design communities where heat stroke is here? That's the shift from repair to regeneration.
Join our forums and committees to connect with fellow nurses who are leading the way on health and the environment. These are to share knowledge, collaborate on solutions, and amplify your voice in this important work. Learn more and sign up at environ.org.
Angelique, you've seen firsthand how environmental exposures show up at that bedside. Both of you work upstream, connecting lived clinical realities to structural transformation. But Lucas, climate change is often framed as an environmental issue. So how do you help nurses reframe it as a design challenge and even an opportunity for this transformation?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. When climate change is framed only as a disaster, it can feel overwhelming. But when we frame it as a design challenge, something shifts. Nurses are already incredible problem solvers, and we know that. They redesign workflows every shift. They adapt under pressure every single day. So I invite them to see climate change as the ultimate system redesign opportunity. How might we redesign hospitals to be climate resilient? How might we rethink care delivery so it reduces emissions and improves access at the same time? How might we build care models that strengthen communities before crisis happens? Climate becomes not just a threat, but a catalyst for transformation. And honestly, innovation grows in moments of constraint. Climate urgency is the biggest constraint of our time, and inside that constraint, there is a real opportunity.
And you alluded to how this is an economic and financial, other issues. Climate change affects every sector, including healthcare. It's an input and output of the climate context. Angelique, why must nursing engage in global conversations about climate and sustainable development, as well as intersectoral collaboration to lead that meaningful change for healthcare solutions?
Yeah, and I think you guys both covered that really well, that climate change is not just an environmental issue. It is a public health crisis that's already shaping the healthcare landscape. We've seen that as these climate-related hazards increase, health systems will inevitably struggle to meet the growing demands of a sicker population. Representing the largest portion of this global health workforce, nurses are already caring for communities on the front lines. As the most trusted profession and largest segment of the healthcare workforce, nurses can't afford to sit on the sidelines of global climate and sustainable development conversations. And engaging globally matters because climate change doesn't respect borders. The policies being shaped through international frameworks, such as the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, influence funding priorities, health system design, workforce preparedness, and community resilience. If nurses aren't present in those conversations, decisions are being made without our lived clinical insight that we bring. And that intersectoral collaboration piece is really key. Intersectoral collaboration is equally essential because the drivers of climate-related health outcomes extend beyond healthcare. There are actually many co-benefits of climate action in different sectors as well. Housing, transportation, food systems, urban planning, energy policy, these all shape health. Nurses are uniquely positioned to bridge these sectors because we understand both individual patient experiences and those broader community needs. In my own work leading a mobile lung cancer screening initiative, meaningful impact requires partnership within radiology teams, community-based organizations, local leaders, public health agencies, and policy stakeholders. Climate and health solutions require that same systems-level intersectoral thinking. If we want sustainable health systems, nurses must step beyond traditional silos and serve as connectors, translators, and advocates across sectors.
And we can't wait to be asked to take that role, right? Both of you are advancing nursing beyond reactive care. I'd like to discuss what it looks like when nurses move from treating climate-related illnesses to actively stewarding planetary health. Lucas, why are nurses uniquely positioned to lead innovation at the intersection of health and environment? And how can that innovation education empower them to design solutions that address both the patient care and planetary care at the same time?
So nurses stand at the intersection of lived experience and system complexity, right? So we translate global trends into human stories. We see asthma increase after wildfire season. We see older adults struggle with during heat waves. That gives nurses both moral credibility and practical insight. And when you combine that with innovation education, something powerful really happens. Nurses can design solutions that improve patient outcomes and reduce environmental impact at the same time. For instance, telehealth solutions that lower transportation emissions and expand access, sustainable procurement that reduces waste, community-based care that builds resilience. What I am really trying to say is that when nurses innovate, they don't separate patient care from planetary care. They design for both.
Yes, absolutely. And Angelique, nurses can effectively advocate for climate solutions within healthcare systems, but also outside of them. So, what advice would you give nurses who want to start speaking or advocating in climate policy spaces?
Great question, Grace. So there are many ways that nurses can get involved with speaking or advocating in climate policy spaces. I would say for the very first steps of this process, just start small and start where you are. Explore where your passion in this field lies, educate yourself, attend free webinars or other resources from different organizations like Annie or Sanciel, and really become an expert in that area of climate change that speaks to you and the heart of your work. But overall, I would say that advocacy within healthcare systems and outside of healthcare systems often starts with reframing climate change as something such as a patient safety, equality, or often financial issue. When we begin to connect climate to operational realities, such as supply chain resilience, emergency preparedness, energy efficiency, or workforce burnout, leaders begin to see that it's not extra work. It's core to health system sustainability. Practically, there are a lot of opportunities for nurses to get involved in sustainability or climate action at home or professionally in their workspace. For example, nurses can join or initiate sustainability committees, often known as green teams within the healthcare system. They can collaborate with infection control facilities and quality improvement teams to bring these to the fore as far as priorities. They can advocate for climate-informed patient education and incorporate these resources into their nursing practice on a daily basis, or encourage environmentally responsible procurement and waste reduction practices. For nurses who want to enter policy spaces, my advice is, again, to start where you are and build credibility through expertise. You don't need to be an environmental scientist. You're already a health expert. Anchor your message in patient stories and data. Seek out communities like Annie and Sanciel or policy-focused nursing groups such as the Nurse Policy Entrepreneur Cafe. I'll give a shout out there. But also looking into different publications. If you have some research that you want to share with the world, publish that. I'm working on that with my literature review. But presenting, writing op-eds, testifying locally, or writing letter to the editors in your local communities, or simply speaking up at town halls. What I've learned is that advocacy is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. And really, at the end of the day, it's all about communication. Most importantly, remember that policy is simply structured storytelling backed by evidence. Nurses are powerful storytellers grounded in lived experience, and that voice is deeply needed in climate conversations.
Absolutely. And I want to take that lived experience and kind of shift our conversation just a touch, because I would be remiss not to anchor this conversation in a health equity and climate justice lens. We strive to center this in our work across the Americas and Europe and all around the world. And we ensure that climate action healthcare actively reduces disparities through knowledge and resource sharing between these regions or a climate resilient healthcare. So Angelique, what barriers do nurses face in engaging in climate action, and how can we overcome them?
I really appreciate anchoring this conversation in health equity and climate justice, Grace, because climate change is not an equal opportunity threat. The communities that contribute the least to greenhouse gas emissions are often the ones experiencing the most severe health consequences, whether that's heat exposure, air pollution, food insecurity, or displacement. If nursing is really committed to equity, then climate justice must be central to our response. First of all, as we've been discussing throughout this conversation, there's that knowledge gap. Many nurses were never formally taught about the links between climate change, health inequalities, and structural drivers of vulnerability. Without that foundation, it can be really difficult to see climate action as part of our professional role, especially through a justice lens. Second, there's the reality of workload and burnout. Nurses are already stretched thin when climate action is framed as an extra responsibility rather than integrated into patient safety, quality improvement, and community health. It really becomes harder to prioritize. And third, but most importantly, I think here, are the systemic barriers, including limited institutional support, lack of leadership pathways, and unequal access to resources between regions. Nurses in low-resource settings, who are often on the front lines of climate-related health impacts, may have the greatest insight, but the least structural support to influence policy. To overcome these barriers, we need to normalize climate justice as core to nursing ethics and professional standards. That means integrating climate and equity into nursing education, continuing professional development, and leadership training. It also means strengthening global partnerships and knowledge sharing across regions, ensuring that climate-resilient healthcare strategies are not concentrated in high-income settings, but are informed by and accessible to communities worldwide. Finally, we must empower nurses to see themselves not only as caregivers, but as advocates, change agents, and system leaders. When we approach climate action through a justice framework, asking who is most impacted and how we distribute power, knowledge, and resources, we move from reactive adaptation to transformative change. Climate justice is not an optional lens for nursing. It's how we ensure our commitment to equity holds true in a changing world.
And Lucas, if every nurse were trained as an innovator, what systemic problems in healthcare and environmental health could finally become solvable?
Well, Grace, the big one. If every nurse were trained as an innovator, we could finally tackle problems that have been sitting in our system for decades. For instance, health inequities worsened by climate vulnerability, burnout caused by poorly designed systems, care models that ignore social conditions. And here's what excites me. Nurses are the largest health workforce in the world. Imagine if that entire workforce was equipped not just to follow protocols, but to redesign them. We could transform hospitals into healing ecosystems. We could build climate-resilient primary care systems. We could move from volume-based care to value-based planetary health. Innovation education turns frustration into agency, and agency is what real change requires.
That is so true. And I know some of my biggest frustrations at the bedside have been when I don't have agency and support to be able to innovate. And global collaboration and calls to action can be inspiring, but the real work happens in ensuring that those climate commitments actually translate into local health system change. So, Lucas, what future are you personally committed to at building through the nursing innovation?
That's a beautiful closing question, Grace. I am really committed to building a future where nurses are recognized not only as caregivers, but as architects of sustainable health systems. A future where every nursing curriculum includes climate literacy and innovation skills. A future where healthcare restores health without harming the planet. In a future where global collaboration ensures that climate action in healthcare reduces disparities instead of increasing them. The 2030 agenda is not abstract to me. It's a design brief. The real question is not whether healthcare will transform. The question is, will nurses lead that transformation? And I truly believe they will.
So, thank you so much, Lucas. You've both now mentioned the United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals. Angelique, I want to close up asking you where you see the nursing profession's role in climate action evolving, and how do you stay motivated as we move towards that 2030 agenda and beyond?
When I think about where nursing's role in climate action is evolving, I see us at an inflection point. We know that we're currently not on track to achieve many of those sustainable development goals by 2030, and that is a sobering reality. But it's also clarifying. It tells us that incremental change is not enough. We need transformational leadership, and nursing has a critical role to play in that paradigm shift. Historically, nurses have been powerful advocates for public health, prevention, and social justice. And we really truly stand on the shoulders of giants, nurse leaders who have spent decades advocating for the recognition of nursing wisdom, voices, and expertise in environmental and climate health. Because of their work, we are now positioned to move from awareness to systems-level action. But to do that, we have to move beyond professional silos. Climate change impacts housing, transportation, food systems, energy, and healthcare delivery. If we remain confined within traditional healthcare boundaries, our impact will be limited. We need innovative, intersectoral, and evidence-based solutions rooted in climate justice and equity, and solutions that center the communities that are most affected. Another evolution I see is around mindset. Addressing attitudes towards planetary health is absolutely crucial. Like I discussed earlier, my research explored how nurses perceive climate change, and one key takeaway is that concern does not automatically translate into action. We really need to normalize climate leadership as part of our professional identity, not an extracurricular interest. When we shift mindsets within our profession, we influence policymakers and patients as well. What really keeps me motivated at the end of the day is knowing that this work is generational. We are building on a foundation laid by extraordinary nurse leaders, and we're responsible for carrying it forward. Empowering nurses to see themselves as change agents, innovators, and cross-sector leaders is how we move closer to the 2030 agenda and beyond. We're not just adapting to climate change, we're helping redesign healthcare for a more just, equitable, and sustainable future.
From today's leaders to the giants of the shoulders that they're standing on, including Beth Schenk and the long-term host of this podcast, thank you both so much for being here. I am honored to have hosted this episode. Thank you to the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments. Please check out their website, Sanciel's website, and a little plug for Angelique, the Nurse Policy Entrepreneur Cafe website. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was a thought-provoking conversation with so many ideas for nurses. It is great to hear a global perspective and be reminded of the power of nurses in nations around the world. Thank you to Lucas and Angelique, and special thanks to Grace for hosting. And thank you all for listening to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast, which is 100% non-commercial. Please share with your nursing colleagues, family, and friends. Thank you. Talk to you next time.